Yeah, it is. I mean, we're spreading the ball around a little bit. And of course, it all started, you know, yesterday with the running game, our ability to run the football. You know, a couple of the touchdown passes were play-action related type touchdown passes. So that's where it started. And, you know, as I've said, I think on a weekly basis, the run game is a week-to-week thing. You know, you want to establish, you want to keep it going. You know, we've talked about getting it back. Well, at least the last couple of weeks, we've now, you know, run with some consistency. And so it's good to see.
I know it's just a stat, but I think you've got the second highest scoring team in the AFC right now. And when you looked at the focus this offseason.
Yeah, it was to increase the scoring. However you do that, you know, our red zone efficiency on both sides of the ball has been good. That's the reason we're at where we're at. You know, we've had two drives together yesterday. We had 94 and 83-yard drive for touchdowns. And then we had short drives. We had, you know, after the punt return, we had a one-play drive, which was good. So, you know, we're getting the ball in the end zone. And, you know, we're getting it in the end zone for the most part on the ground, which is a hard thing to do. But, that, you know, we're committed to that. And, you know, when Kerry gets the opportunities like he did yesterday, he made a couple of plays.
The better the run game, though, of course, the better the opportunities for play action passes, right?
That's correct.
How has that worked out in the last couple of games?
Well, we've made some plays down the field as a result of play action pass. And play action also gives the quarterback a little bit more time from a protection standpoint.
For Chris to notch that 1,000 yards at this point, sharing carries, maybe shine a little more light on what he's doing?
Yeah, it does. I mean, we had a situation yesterday where we were very close to accomplishing something that had never been accomplished, at least since 1976, and that was to have back-to-back two 100-yard rushers. We had it for about 30 seconds, and then we lost it on the fourth down. So, yeah, both backs. I mean, you know, Chris is doing what he's doing because Lindell's doing what he's doing. We're able to just, and vice versa, we're keeping him fresh. We're able to spell him, and you know, they're not taking the pounding with a 30-plus carry game.
Were you aware that Lindell had the 100-yard game?
Yes.
Did he voice any complaints about that getting too many carries in the game?
Who was that, Lindell?
No,
he has not voiced any complaints thus far.
Were you aware of the 76
this morning.
Are you getting any sense looking at why things were so chippy and how much you have gone on maybe after the whistle with you?
Yeah, you got two physical teams, and they're playing to the whistle, and you know, there's, you know, those things are going to happen. You know, we had a couple of things. I mean, Kevin's deal. You know, I look at that, and you know, that was, you know, I thought that was kind of bang bang. But you know, we're finishing plays and pushing downfield, blocking, and you know, they're trying to get off blocks, and it just happens.
You see the play in question where Sean Smith. Was accused of maybe stepping on a player's head. Have you seen that on film?
I have not got that tape yet. No. But he was. You know, they got good penetration on the extra point field goal block, and as he came through, I think he caught Kenny Amato. But I haven't looked at it yet.
But you didn't think anything intentional as far as you know?
Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody about it, and I have yet to have looked at it.
Did they call back-to-back timeouts as far as you're concerned, and the officials let them
off? Yeah, the officials stopped, shut the play down. And they're not. The officials aren't supposed to allow that to happen. That they don't want to necessarily penalize anybody for it, but they should not allow that to happen.
So what should they should have just?
They should have said, "Coach, you can't call another timeout. You just took one and disregard it."
And then instead, they stopped the clock and sort of.
Yeah, but they restarted the clock. So, what clocks we had left in the stadium?
I know you're always focused on the Texans, but you just upcoming schedule with Houston. And Pittsburgh, Andy, probably where your tough stretches coming up.
You know, we go back and look at this the entire season. We had tough stretches all the way through. Nobody could predict the difficulties that some of our opponents had. But you know, this is going to be quite a finish. But again, we're focusing our attention on the next one.
Is it as dangerous as any time you've seen, considering? They came off the emotional Monday night win. A lot of people expect they could agree they'd not be able to pull it off, and they're looking at that as a benchmark win. The next thing for them would be to win in the division.
Yeah, they will clearly be prepared and emotional, and probably tout this as one of the biggest games thus far this year. I'll take you back to our first game. I was very impressed with how they handled the game and how they played, considering the difficulties that they went through with the storm. And know, we knew at that time it was only going to be a matter of time before, you know, they started winning ball games, and they've won 6 out of their last 9 and against some good opponents. And so, yeah, they're very well coached. I mean, Slayton is everything we thought he was going to be, you know, and with Schott back now and the way the defense is playing. You know, I know they only wish that they had a better start so that they could be in the race, but, you know, they're building for next year, of course.
How important can one win inside the division mean for a team like the Texans?
Well, I mean, each win's different, each opponent's different, and certainly, you know, we have been fortunate for whatever reason to win our share of games against them over the last few years. So for them to put themselves in a situation where they could be successful this weekend, I think that would be huge for them.
How important are you comfortable winning the division, getting the first round bye, going home playoff game, to get the number one seed? How key do you think that is?
Well, there's clearly a difference between the 1 and the 2 seed as it relates to the championship game. And so, I mean, again, it's a step-by-step process.
Were you disappointed with the Browns' handling of the clock in the last minute of the game? Were there taps
You know, I'll never speak for or second-guess the decisions of an opposing head coach. If I was asked to offer up an explanation for what they did, it's simple. Ken Dorsey had 3 snaps the week before we played him. He's going to have to finish the season for them as their starting quarterback, and he needs opportunities. And so I can't fault him for doing that. He's trying to put him in a 2-minute situation, a live 2-minute situation, to just, you know, to develop a young quarterback so they can finish the season.
It's also a good way to get him hurt.
Well, that's the case anytime you go in a 2-minute situation.
Coach, you're a guy who built a reputation for crossing the T, dotting the I's, always being ready for every scenario. I would have thought you would have been ready for the Gatorade shower yesterday.
Well, I don't have eyes in the back of my head, but I did. I was aware of what was going on, and I guess I trusted the players that they wouldn't utilize such a tactic considering the weather conditions. But I underestimated Keith and Albert.
What did that feel like?
It felt great. Were you out there? Or are you up in that warm?
No, okay.
You could imagine what it would feel like if you were standing on the sideline for 3 hours.
And when you're the coach, and like I said, you recognize the situation you're in. Do you just suck it up and not turn around and see it coming? When you know something like that, it's like it's coming.
You know, these guys did this year. I didn't. They played hard and they did everything and were managing the game. So I was just managing the game. That's all. We're going to look at them. We'll have more information for you on Wednesday.
Did he come out as a result of that, or did
he? He did not go back in the game because he was being smart.
How was Stanton Kegler?
He'll be all right. He just twisted his knee.
With a motto, is anything lingering from we're not sure whether it was his hand or his head. Anything lingering from this week that you expect?
Who's that?
Ken.
Yeah. I mean, Miguel had more information for you upon Wednesday as far as report goes, but as far as that's concerned, he finished the game.
What happened on the second of the 2 interceptions? It looked like that Terry was trying to go deeper with the throw on the read, and he just was short with the pass, and the guy stood in front of
him. They made a play. I'm sure Kerry had somebody in his face. He was anticipating. It was just timing route and put the ball to a spot, and they made a play. It's good defense. I remind you, they held the Colts scoreless last week, so it's a very good defense. But, you know, this is the first game we were minus in the takeaway giveaway all year. And for our defense to give up 6 points after 3 sudden changes of turnover says a lot.
Any reason why you would stay at 52 this week, or you anticipate maybe 53?
I would expect us to be at 53, take full advantage of the opportunities.
Your guys that are on practice squad now, candidate for that 53rd spot?
That's a potential place we could go, yes, to practice squad. Or we could look outside, too.
What was the main message to your team after this win?
Enjoy it, rest up, and let's go win another one.
Anything else?
Thank you.